USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Mueller Russia probe is finished. Now the fighting begins. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says the report needs to be released to the public in its entirety.
There is no reason on God's green earth why Attorney General Barr should do any less.
Republicans, like Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia, say not so fast.
So there's classified information in there possibly. There's 6E, which is the grand jury investigation numbers, which will not be released. And this, and then areas of ongoing investigation. So he will release, I believe, all that he can legally put forward.
Collins speaking there on Fox News. The Syrian Democratic Forces announcing that ISIS has lost its final stronghold in eastern Syria. That means that the self-proclaimed caliphate that formed in 2014 is no more. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Having or handing out a manifesto written by the 28-year-old Australian man who's charged with killings in Christchurch will be illegal in New Zealand. The Office of Film and Literature Classification there saying that the document, which is filled with anti-immigrant and anti-Muslim rants, is objectionable under the law. The New Zealand chief censor says the move's been made because the manifesto is what he calls a type of publication deliberately constructed to inspire further murder and terrorism. Texas is suing a chemical storage company for a massive fire at a Houston area complex that began just about a week ago. Attorney General Ken Paxton says International Terminals Company violated the Texas Clean Air Act when flames broke out last weekend at its Deer Park facility, and the suit says ITC needs to be held accountable for releasing chemicals, including benzene, into the air. The federal government's also investigating, and this is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
It seems a flood protection project at a U.S. Air Force base in Nebraska will be coming a little too late to help this year. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent reporting from Omaha.
Missouri River water managers were just a few weeks away from starting a long-awaited $30 million project to raise the two levees closest to Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska when the epic Nebraska flood of 2019 blew up their plans. The board of the Papio Missouri River Natural Resources District, the regional watershed manager, gave a final nod to the plans last month. Then came the flood. About a third of the Air Force Base was flooded. At one point, 2,000 miles of state highways were shut down by flooding. That's now down to a few hundred miles. Lieutenant Matt Sutter with the State Patrol reminds motorists that as water recede, they could still be dangerous.
Still having some standing water on the roadways. We're trying to assess if the roads are still intact underneath that water. So anytime you see that standing water, it's never a good idea to drive on that, because what we're discovering when the water is receding, a lot of times the roadway is no longer there.
That's why motorists are being told not to drive around barricades. Reporting from Omaha, Nebraska for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And at least $625 million will be on the line for tonight's Powerball drawing. There was no big winner last Wednesday night, so the jackpot will be the fourth largest in Powerball history, the grand prize having rolled over two dozen times since January. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.